This is the transfer committee games, the first one I've done. It's already chaotic and no one's done anything yet. I've got a microphone there, Kev.
I'm fucking fuming.
There we go. As ever.
Even Phil is disagreeing with Paddy.
There's rows happening already. They barely started. Credit to John Furlong for creating the game. I've got Paddy Fitzsimons.
You should press record 10 minutes ago.
Ian Ryan, Kev Walsh and Dan Austin on this one. I was setting it up as quick as I could, mate. And Paddy, I said Paddy. Thanks, John Furlong, creating the game. Steve Davis for putting the fees and the money in with me. I always involve. And Luke Birch has been brilliant in terms of collecting the names. The rules are as follows: you've got 82 million to spend plus anything you get in. Paddy's just having a row with Phil completely separately, off to one side, and we're not even started. Phil's arguing back. Phil, you're on the next one. 82 million, we feel, is generous. We spent 140 million since January 2023. We'd love you to ease those outgoings. Also, our wages to turnover last set of accounts was gone up. So we need to be conscious of things like that and football's the UEFA rules as well. It's going to be a plausible amount of work as ever. Also, we need to not put a nose out to joint, but you can, but you've got to make the argument. You all have to make a decision on whether or not you're doing Trent Alexander-Arnold's contract first and foremost. He would then get parity with Salah in terms of the units. There's 188 units of salary. You can't go beyond 205. If you extend Trent, it goes to 192. I'm going to hand the microphone now to Kevin. You can decide what you're doing with Trent, because that's the first step.
Have we got a time limit here?
Yeah. Sometime in the next 2 to 3 working weeks.
Have we got a time limit? Yes, no further detail there. Okay.
I think with Trent, it's 2-2. I think Dan could sell him.
So that's not 2-2 then, is it? That's 2.5, 1.
No, Dan will sell him.
Dan won't sell him. Dan's he's a fucking clever, level-headed lad, and he's handsome as well.
I heard you the other week making the case, the Real Madrid case, which is what I'm into.
No, I was saying he should leave, not Liverpool should sell him.
Yeah,
but why shouldn't we sell him?
Because he's fucking brilliant.
He hasn't got a position.
He's got all the positions, one of them.
Where?
Every position.
Where are you going to play him next season?
In the midfield, on the right-hand side, of the front.
You're going to play him right-hand side,
discussion yesterday. Lad, I'd play him in the fucking number 9 position.
If we're arguing over this, we're not getting very far. I don't think of 40
minutes. 40 minutes, Neil? I mean, was that a bit of leeway in that all?
So, I'm just going to say that he's invaluable as a player.
He hasn't got a position, and you can't build a team around a lad who plays right back and just does what he wants. So he's got no interest in defending.
So let's not play him right back then.
Where are you playing him in midfield? You can't play number 6.
Wait, can we just get into this? Dan, are you selling him?
No, we're going to
shut the fuck up, Paddy. Yes.
What
a nil, Walsh.
What I do